The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, front page of the Times of Israel. President Rivlin says a time of unprecedented darkness. So knew what went wrong.
Well, for the first time ever in Israel's history, neither politician whose parties came out on top of the elections were able to form a coalition. This means that this has to be given back to the president, who has now given it to all of the 120 Chavarei Knesset to form some kind of coalition. So the way it stands is that Benny Gantz can continue, Netanyahu can continue, any one of the Chavarei Knesset that have been elected to this Knesset can form a coalition government. They have 21 days to do this in, and failing to do so means we go automatically to a third set of elections. It really is a travesty. Last night at about midnight, Benny Gantz handed his mandate back to President Rivlin. And as you can well imagine, there was blame from this one to that one and blame from that one to this one. But the way it stands is we are with an unprecedented situation. We've heard from Yuli Edelstein, the Speaker of Knesset, who says he's going to do everything within his power, which is very limited, to try and break the deadlock. We've heard from Ayelet Shaked, the former Justice Minister, who's also the head of the Hayemini HaKadash, saying she wants the Netanyahu era to be over and she intends to be Israel's second female prime minister. And we've also heard from the Attorney General, who will announce his decision on the cases involving Prime Minister Netanyahu in about 2 hours from now. And we've also heard from Netanyahu saying that he will hold his own press conference about an hour later. So things could be very interesting. And Simon, tomorrow morning we could wake up with a totally different scenario.
It seems like there's a cognitive dissonance going on here. Everybody is saying how much they do not want a third election, and yet you are careering to the abyss and on the point of having to hold a third election.
Well, this is it. I wonder what the Attorney General is going to rule. If he's going to go forward with indictment, how is this going to change things? So I think tomorrow morning will be very interesting indeed when we see how this plays out.
Sure. Hachamor is weighing in, Rolien, says, I don't get it. How hard can it be to form a government? Imagine if the stalemate happened in the USA, what chaos would ensue. And then, just because I feel like being really nice today and making you feel really good about yourself, Austin Gibbs has weighed in and said, Rolien Marks, the most gracious voice on Chai FM. How's that?
Thank you, but unfortunately my gracious voice doesn't get us the government.
No, it doesn't. Maybe you're not talking to the right people, Rolien. Maybe that's the problem.
But just to answer Hachamor, I think, you know, with the United States, you've got two main parties. Yes, there are the smaller independents, the Tea Party, whatnot, but you've got two main parties with two very clear contenders. And yes, you've got the Electoral College, which throws in a spanner. And if anybody understands how the Electoral College votes, please explain it to me, because Nobody who I've spoken to understands it. But here in Israel, being a democracy of Jews, so to speak, we've got so many different parties. Nearly 30, I think, ran in this last election. And because we're based on proportional representation, it makes this such a complicated issue. Many people have said, but Kahol v'Levan, the blue and white, they got the people's votes. You know, it was only that the Likud got the seats in Knesset. There's a lot of debate going around whether or not Netanyahu should have stepped aside.
Sure.
Maybe his time is up. Apparently people have already started to gather outside his residence and are protesting him. Let's see what the Attorney General has in store, if this impacts in any way. But let's hope maybe somebody pulls a rabbit out of a hat and gets to some kind of coalition within the next 21 days. But just a reminder, it is now open to anybody. Can Lieberman form a coalition? Can it be Gantz? Can it be somebody else from the Likud? You know, just before this election, Prime Minister Netanyahu made the members of his party sign a pledge of allegiance to him, and now you've got another senior Likudnik in the form of Gideon Sa'ar calling for primaries. And while some said, no, this will result in political upheaval, you've also got others saying, we're going to back you for these primaries. You know, how could this perhaps impact? And don't forget, we also have a joint Arab list. They also have just as much a chance at forming a government as any other Chavere Knesset.
Sure. Wow, we've been talking about Israeli elections for months and months and months, and we're no closer to anything. But yeah, we'll be with you and following you with interest. Let's talk about something different. I think we've got election fatigue right now. Dutch to cut funding to the Palestinian Authority over terror salaries, Rolene.
Well, it's we've gone 2 for 2 in the last 2 days with the Dutch government. Can we go 3 for 3, guys? Come on, come on. So yesterday we had the voting in Dutch Parliament to waiver the mandatory call to label products coming from the West Bank as products coming from the West Bank or occupied territories. They said this needs to apply to all disputed areas in the world. Today they announced that they are cutting their aid to the Palestinian Authority over the Palestinian Authority's propensity to use their aid to fund the salaries and stipends to terrorists and their families. So they give several million dollars a year, and I just want people to listen to this number. The PA paid about $198 million. This is in 2017. This is $198 million to the families of terrorists that were killed during their attacks, and about another $160 million to Palestinians being held in Israeli jails. Now, I just want people to digest those numbers and ask yourself, that those several hundred million dollars, imagine what infrastructure that could go towards.
Yeah, and unfortunately it seems on the diplomatic front it's 6 steps forward and 6 steps back, because today I was reading that Argentina is considering recognizing, well, they're considering splitting Hamas into a military wing, which they won't recognize, and a political wing, which they will. So on the one hand you have success, like now with the Dutch government. On the other hand, the Argentinians seem to be making some very weird and wonderful decisions.
It is quite a strange decision, because Hamas is recognized around the world as a major terror organization, and you know, sponsored by Iran. And you know, Argentina is a country that has felt or experienced, exactly, very, very sadly firsthand what it is like to have the, you know, the long arm of terrorism strike in the very, very heart of your country. It's too horrendous for words. So this is extremely perplexing.
Rolene, the Anti-Defamation League has come out with a survey, frightening statistics here. One in four Europeans apparently hold anti-Semitic views.
This is quite frightening. And this is a survey of about 14 different countries. And the discovery is that countries like Poland and the Ukraine, levels of anti-Semitism have risen. I mean, you would think two countries with the history of the destruction, there's no other words to use, of European Jewry, like the Ukraine and like Poland, which to many are killing fields, would know better, or would perhaps put a concerted effort into educating against the hatred of Jews or anti-Semitism. But sadly, these numbers are rising there. And anti-Semitic views in countries like Hungary are very, very are not changed so much, but still extremely, extremely high. And you know, these are countries that have governments that are leaning very, very strongly towards the right. We've had our own diplomatic disputes with Poland over the last year or so over certain bills they've wanted to pass, over wording, over what we see as, you know, trying to change some historical facts. But in more Western European countries, the views were either pretty constant or down. In Britain, they've decreased, which is very interesting given the whole scandal around the UK Labour Party, Spain, the Netherlands, Italy. Germany and Austria were down, which is interesting considering recent poll voted Berlin the most anti-Semitic city in Europe. So it's just an extremely frightening but very, very interesting survey.
Rolene, as always, we run out of time. It just always happens that way with you.